talk all the time about eating, cooking, drinking, but never the inevitable end to it all. The cleanup. Well, until now, with Jolie Kerr. When it comes to spiffing things up, she is definitely not a we'll clean up in the morning kind of girl. Her blog, Ask a Clean Person, appears both on Jezebel and Deadspin. In her new book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha, Jolie hits the basics, like how to use a mop, and the bizarre, like how to, well, remove that vomit from your Valentino. Rebecca Shear got a chance to talk cleaning with Jolie.
Hi there, Jolie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So your book starts with tackling the kitchen in terms of making it clean, and you give a very particular method for deep cleaning. In fact, you break it into three subsets.
Yes. The three subsets that I have for deep cleaning are what I call the hard clean, which is sort of your standard, you know, more than just wiping down a counter. Basically, the idea behind that is to take everything off of your counters, clean the counters, clean your appliances, wipe anything down that lives on your countertops, and then put everything back. Then there's what I call the full Monty hard clean, which is the deeper thing where you're really going to get into more than just surface cleaning the appliances.
So like going inside your toaster oven, for instance?
Exactly. And then there's I separate out the pantry clean. You really have to think about what you're keeping and not keeping. So you have to do a purge. Then the last part of the pantry clean is that you have to sort of figure out where everything is going to go back. And if you need new storage solutions, you know, if a certain way of organizing things isn't working for you. I break it into kind of sort of levels of cleaning. And then I don't use that much stuff by way of products, actually. And that's actually sort of true of everything about cleaning. I really try, for my own life and when I talk to my readers, try to encourage people to use fewer products. You don't really need all that much, and it makes cleaning a lot faster if you're not switching products or reaching for a new thing or having to dive under the sink to find that, you know, bottle way, way in the back. So two things that I really love. One, I use Windex. I have one of those enamel stovetops, you know, the old gas, not very nice thing. I use Windex on it. I think Windex is great. I love sponges, those scrubby back sponges, and Windex are like great. Love. I also love ammonia. And I'm gonna just say that I know that ammonia is not the most popular cleaning product for most people because it is a pretty harsh chemical. It's not environmentally safe. You have to wear gloves and you should
open
the
window. There's the odor as well.
Yeah, there's odor. I actually love the odor of it.
You like the odor
but
of
I also
ammonia.
Am one of those. Yeah, but I also like the smell of, like, gasoline. You know, I'm like one of those people.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
But I love ammonia in the kitchen, and the reason I really love it in the kitchen, first of all, you only have to use a really, really tiny amount, like a quarter cup at most, you know, obviously diluted in water. But it's great in the kitchen because it's a great degreaser. And the thing is, even when you don't have, like, a greasy spill, you know how your cabinets are always kind of have that sticky film?
Oh, yeah.
I hear a lot about sticky film from people. Basically, what that is like a combination of grease that's just sort of like gone into the air and landed on your cabinets and then dust sticks to it. And ammonia is awesome for getting that off. Great for vent hoods. Those are also get really greasy and sticky. And then also dish soap. I love dish soap. I use dish soap for everything. I have fancy and utilitarian dish soap. My husband buys me fancy dish soap for like as my stocking stuffers at Christmas time.
How romantic.
And it is romantic, actually. For me, it really is because I get the fancy stuff. I get the Mrs. Meyers.
All right. So you mentioned dish soap, ammonia, Windex. But you have this great chart in your book called Using Foodstuffs to Solve Your Cleaning
isn't that
Conundrums.
Fun?
Wow, that stuff was surprising. I mean, using sliced bread to pick up shards of glass, really?
I love that one. Yeah. And the same thing with a sliced potato.
Oh.
That will also pick up the glass shards. And the idea is similar. They're kind of like porous. They're like the lint rollers of the food world.
And then
right? In
terms of eliminating odors, vodka.
I know. I mean, I think it's kind of a waste of good vodka. But it's the same thing with people really like the one about using white wine to get out red wine stains.
Right.
Which, you know, it works, but I feel like, horrible waste of good white wine. I mean, I'd rather drink it than use it as a stain remover. I'd much rather save the club soda for the red wine stains.
So you mentioned that you're big on sponges, but don't sponges get really dirty or full of just stuff? I mean, aren't they kind of gross?
Yeah, they are gross. And yeah, they do get full of stuff. The stuff is a technical term. There are a couple ways that you can deal with sponges. The first is, you know, replacing them fairly frequently. I don't have a dishwasher, so I wash everything by hand, which means that they get torn up when I'm washing our knives and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you can replace them. They're not too expensive. But of course, that's a little bit wasteful. So you can sterilize sponges in a couple of different ways. The first way is to get them wet, like fairly wet, you know, squeeze them out so they're not super dripping, but fairly wet, and microwave them for 2 minutes. That's going to kill 99% of the bacteria that's lurking in that sponge.
Wow.
I know, it's cool. The other thing you can do is you can put them, if you are lucky enough to have a dishwasher, you can put them in the dishwasher, top rack.
Huh. Running it with the dishwashing detergent in. Or
sure, you want to run them with dishes. Because the thing is, I mean, the detergent, it's not necessarily that you need the detergent to get them clean. It's really the heat of the dishwasher, the steam, that's going to do the sterilization.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jolie Kerr, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jolie Kerr is author of My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. Rebecca Shear is host of Metro Connection on WAMU 88.5 in Washington, D.C.